So are we recreating the conversation that we had last week?
Yes, let's recreate it.
Okay. So this is a recreation because that's what Hollywood, you're going to learn, that is what Hollywood wants, is something that was proven legitimate and successful. This wasn't monetarily, fiscally successful, but we both agreed it was a good conversation.
Yes.
We think that warrants a recreation of it.
We're going to recreate a conversation that we, on both ends, we thought was positive.
Yeah. And it probably might not be as good.
We both got energy from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Felt like we became better friends.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car. And then you, and then I said, hey. And then you pick up. Where were you when
you're driving in a car, and I say, hey. Wait.
I was driving in the car.
Where oh, were you?
You
were in a car?
Where were
I didn't
you?
Even know you
driving,
were in a car.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You said, hey. And I said, I was in the backyard. I was in my backyard. Yeah, I remember. On the cell phone by the tree. What were we talking about?
We were talking about contained thrillers.
Oh yeah. I did something that I always like never wanted to do, which was I got an agent and a manager. And I over the past like 10 or so years I had opportunities to get agents or managers. But I was always afraid of them. I was always afraid that it was going to kill my soul to like have them anywhere near me. And finally, I was like, I think this could be helpful to have that. You know, I'll get a job maybe. You know, or they'll help me to do the things that I want to do. Help me package films. You know, and get them made. Mm-hmm. And so you're talking about Sundance and everything, and the agent calls and said, hey, I like you, I like your movie, I want to be your agent, and I want to hook you up with this manager who's going to help me sell you around town, and we've got scripts we want to talk to you about, we've got all this stuff. Great. I had made this movie about this guy, you know, the river guy swims the Amazon, right?
Big river,
so they sent me a river script
that had a river in it.
It was just like, okay, this is the river guy. He makes river movies. They sent me this script about it was like on the Zambezi. It was like a rafting trip down the Zambezi, you know. And it was like a story of a little black boy and a little white boy becoming friends. You know, it's like so far removed from anything that I could possibly imagine doing, you know. So I said, yeah, this is not really me, but what exactly, you know, how do you see me fitting into the marketplace? Rather, what does the marketplace want? And she said, well, let me see your scripts. What kind of scripts do you have? So I said, oh, well, I want to, you know, I'm doing this movie. It takes place in a train, you know, check this out. So I sent her 40 pages of this script, and it came back, and she took a day to respond. She sent me an email back. She was like, whoa, this is some cracked out shit. It's like Tom Robbins on steroids. I'm not saying I don't dig it, but I don't know how to make a film like this. So I said, okay, well, what exactly kind of film could you, do you know? What kind of movies do you know how to make? And she said, I need something from you that's more market ready. And I said, what does that mean? And to, you know, to elaborate, what is the market looking for? And she said, the market is looking for contained thrillers in the $20 million range. I.e., the film Taken with Liam Neeson.
And what is a contained thriller?
That's a mystery. That's still a mystery. That's part of the mystery, man. I think by contained, she means the budget.
Location.
The budget of the film is
exorbitant.
Contained.
The budget is not contained.
The budget,
it's 20 million.
No. To them, it is contained. I mean, that's the thing is, like, to that culture, $20 million is not much money.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if these people who go to work, you know, like I was saying, it's like in, you know, West Los Angeles, I mean, between the 405 and La Brea in Los Angeles, that's a whole different culture than, like, the rest of the world. It's like, it's like working for Hewlett Packard. You know, it's like they can't leave their house unless, you know, they make a movie that costs a certain amount of money. Like, they can't pay their rent. So, you know, they have to make a $20 million film. So, yeah, that's it. The contained thriller simply means the thriller that is contained.
No, there's an explanation.
By the thriller, which is not
uncontained. No, it's
explain
it.
It just means something that,
I mean, everyone already knows probably. Right. I didn't know how to wrap my
brain. I think people already know what that means. What it means is you take John Travolta and Denzel Washington. But you have a script that all takes place like on a subway, you know. And it's you have one location, and your shoot is contained in a way that the budget doesn't become a
contained location.
Yeah, or something else that squashes the budget. Like, you know, there's a bunch of locations, but the actors don't cost that much. You know what I mean? But the genre is thriller or horror, and that's it.
Contained genre.
Yeah, man. It's funny though, man, because it's very, you know, it's very, very arbitrary. It's just like, kind of like, who can, you know, why, you know, why, you know, why? I saw that movie that she suggested. It was the worst movie I'd ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen it.
It's like the worst film I'd ever seen. I couldn't watch. It was like,
And did they turn their money around? Like, was it a success?
I guess it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, Hollywood's, the thing is like, you know, we can sit here and hate on Hollywood all we want, you know, but the thing is, this is what we're talking about. Is that it's like going to a fucking carnival or a street fair. And going, fuck you, street fair people. You know what I mean? It's like, you go to the carny and you go, fuck you, carny. You know? Fuck this street fair. You know? It's like, you're selling cotton candy. Fucking, you know, putting people on these stupid fucking rides that don't go anywhere. Just makes them dizzy, makes them puke. Fuck you, carnival. Fuck you, street fair. That's exactly what it is. That's like telling Hollywood. That's like getting upset about what a contained thriller means, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. It's like, either you fucking You know, it's like this, the artistic angst of like, okay, am I going to enter into this or not? It's kind of bullshit, you know? So yeah, am I going to make a movie on the Zambezi? Probably not, because, you know, but for the same reason that I wouldn't want to, like, you know, work the Tilt-A-Whirl for 3.5 years. You know what I mean? That's the only reason, but that's the only reason, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's the only reason. It's just like, okay, if I can if I can somehow make a job out of the, you know, the art that I'm making, then that's great. Because then I feel like I've used my time better, you know?
It ain't Hollywood's fault.
Don't hate on Hollywood.
It's just a street fair.
Everybody loves a street fair. It ain't their fault.
They're just trying to get some cotton candy.
Trying to make people happy
at the street fair.
At the street fair. Gonna be a street fair man.
Buy just some crafts. Buy some crafts that the little kids are making.
Tomorrow's crafts day in New York City. All the
buy
kids
some
are crafts.
Little kids are drinking scissor.
At the craft fair. I think we're
there.
Yeah.
I think we hit something, man.
Yeah. I think we hit a nerve. I think we punctured a nerve. Well, congratulations on your movie.
Thanks, Mike.
I like it. I think you're going places. You're going places.